and back to 1800. Can't find any concrete.
Welcome everyone out. This is December the 29th, regular session of Commissioner's Court. I'll begin the meeting with an invocation and then we'll have our pledges. Kind Heavenly Father, we're thankful that we could all be here today. Thankful for those in attendance and for the commissioners that are able to be here. We are thankful for those that protect this country and those that protect our city and our county and serve us to protect our freedoms. We're thankful for thy son, Jesus Christ, and for the atoning sacrifice he made for us. And ask thee to bless us with thy spirit that we'll make the correct decisions for our county and those that we serve. We humbly say these things in the name of thy son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee. Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Item 3 is consider and take action on approval of the minutes of the previous meeting.
Move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those minutes are approved. Item B is payroll.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Payroll changes. Thank you. Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. 3C is payroll.
Motion to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
I abstain.
Payroll is approved. D are budget amendments.
Motion to approve budget amendments.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barca, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Three E are accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barca, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. 5F is accept for recording auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, state and county tax summary, copy of check from Calthan Cattle, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Motion to accept for recording those items.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Groves, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to accept those items for recording. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. And this is our payment on the lease of our school land for $266,919. That's actually due in June, so he's paying that ahead of time. Probably get it in this year's tax return.
Works for me.
I'll take it in advance.
Who signed on my deal? Don Gross.
You signed on Frank's line.
Oh, I did.
Get back to him.
I guess I need to put my glasses on.
Let him sign it down
there. It was a hard break.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Now I got two X's back.
There, two X's. Yeah.
Item 4 is here from Brandon Wynn concerning excess proceeds. Mr. Wynn?
Morning, Commissioners. Today we have a non-action item before the court. Over 2 years ago, we had a tax sale. So the sold two properties for more than the judgment amount, which means we collected more money than was actually owed against the property for taxes. Per the tax code, we notified the original owner that there was excess proceeds within the district court clerk's registry. They didn't claim it, so earlier this year, like a month or two ago, on behalf of Upshur County and the Emergency Services District, acting as your attorney, I requested the court to disperse that money to you, so I have a total of $5,351.15 of pennies from heaven, if you will, for the county, $325.05 to the Emergency Services District.
Thank you, Mr. Nguyen. Is that the check in your hand?
It's in love with four checks. The newspaper wanted a picture.
How long does a taxpayer have to request those funds?
By statute, they have 2 years to request.
And they didn't do it?
And they did not.
That's great.
Why don't we get a picture of you handing that to the treasurer? She'll be the one that receives it. Is that okay, Philip?
I don't believe.
Thank you, Mr. Nguyen. Yes, sir. Item 5 is discuss and take action to appoint Emergency Services District Board Commissioners. And they would be fine with the board as now constituted.
I'll make a recommendation we leave the board as it is.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Groves, seconded by Commissioner Barker to appoint the Emergency Services District Board as now constituted. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 6 is discuss and take action to purchase shredder for the tax office out of non-departmental office machines and equipment. Luana had two options for us. One is $1,629, the other one is $1,898. The difference is the one that's a little bit more expensive has a wider opening where the paper goes in, and it has a bigger bin underneath. So it is a little bit more money, but it'd be a much better machine.
Are these quotes both from the same company, Luana?
They're both from Sam's.
Both from Sam's? Did you compare them?
She got other, yeah. Okay. What were those other quotes?
If you go to the Fellows website, the manufacturer of the machines, the one that we're asking for is $2,300 and the other one is
$2,350. I'm moving with purchase the
second.
Which one is it? I need a model number.
$1,898
shredder for the tax office.
Is that your second? Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Groves to purchase a shredder for $1,898 for the tax office out of non-departmental office machines and equipment. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 7 is discuss and take action to purchase batteries for alarms out of courthouse security fund. These are our panic alarms, and the purchase price is $204 and a few cents. Plus shipping, it's going to be about $220. I spoke to Lana yesterday.
Make a motion to approve the purchase of batteries out of courthouse security.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to purchase the batteries out of courthouse security fund. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 8 is discuss and take action to designate polling locations for the March primary and dates and times of early voting for same. And you each have a list for the election day polling places and the early voting as proposed by the election administrator as is here in the courthouse. February the 20th through February 23rd from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then March 26th through March the 2nd from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
I'm good with mine.
February, sorry.
That'd be posted on the county website, too.
Say March.
Okay.
That's right, good. What were the hours between 6 and 7?
7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
I move that we accept the recommendations of designated polling locations for the March primary.
Second.
And early voting time.
I'll second that.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to designate polling locations for the March primary and the dates and times of early voting as proposed by the election administrator. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. One more.
Oh, you got something?
Nine.
It was, oh, I thought we took care of it.
Discuss and take action to approve countywide precinct polling program for the March primary and all subsequent elections. This, we have been approved by the Secretary of State for the countywide precinct polling. And with this vote today, it'll be approved from now on.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burke, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve countywide precinct polling program for the March primary and all subsequent elections. Those in favor?
Aye. Do we need to explain that?
Do you want to explain it, Lori?
We got approved through the Secretary of State, and in order to continue, we had to have approval for Commissioner Court first.
Just tell them what it is right quick.
That you're voting with.
Oh, that you can go to any polling location regardless of your home precinct and vote.
On election day.
On election day only. And, you know, it stops the confusion if somebody shows up, well, I voted here before, and that's not their home precinct anymore because they changed lines or something like that, they can vote anywhere. Or if they're closer to Longview and they want to stop in East Mountain, you know, it just gives you the option to vote anywhere.
And because of your computerized records, there's no way that can overlap and go somewhere else?
No. We have, you know, computerized voter registration, and it updates to every polling location as soon as somebody votes.
Did they say aye?
So they can't go to another vote.
Don't worry about that, John.
Thank you.
Second.
Second, a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.